morning. I'm doing well.
Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
I had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Yeah, it was great.
You guys have almost been in school a month. Heck, you needed a break. Some other people are just going back today. I still can't figure out how all of that happens. But that's another show topic for another time. A short week this week. Everybody's back before we get to what, some kind of magical fall break there a couple weeks into October. So you got a nice little run ahead of you.
Yeah, I think fall break this year is a two-day break looking about the second week of October. Yeah.
Tim has moved over to the technology part from the public information officer.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
You remember talking to him about all of that. How's that? What's the change like, Tim?
You know, that change was a really logical transition for me. Thinking back to what I was doing then, so much of information, actually all of public information, is completely engrossed in technology. So being able to make that shift to just touching more of the different avenues that we utilize technology in our school corporation in this new role was really, you know, just kind of a next stair step for that job. So it's been really smooth. I've been in the job now for about 15 months and really enjoying, you know, what I'm doing now.
Now, you're the guy that has to deal when the computers go down. What's the state of technology in the MCCSC?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I do pop into a lot of our school buildings, and when I pop in, I always like it when a principal sees me and is not alarmed, because I usually get the, oh no, what is broken? So I think the state is really good. You know, there's always this metaphor when you talk about technology or maintenance or anything where you're thinking about a fire department, somebody coming by, and just where's the biggest emergency, what's the biggest outage? And we've really worked hard, I know even prior to me being in the role, but over the past 15 months, to make sure that those types of things don't happen, that we have an infrastructure that's durable and reliable for our students, that we have, you know, wireless availability in the building for visitors and for teachers and for students, so we're not dealing with technology outages, and we're really utilizing it as best we can in the classroom.
Now, when you have all this infrastructure, as you talk about, and you have, what, 23, 24 buildings, everybody wants the same stuff. Is everybody on the same level right now, or do you still have some projects that you're working on?
We always have projects, but in terms of access, everybody is on the same level. We have the same level of access in all of our buildings. Years ago, when, you know, wireless technology was new on the scene, or mm-hmm. long prior to my time, when internet access was new to the scene, all of those trickled in as projects, you know, throughout the district. But I am pleased to say right now, no matter what student building you are in, students have the same access to network resources.
Tim, for all practical purposes, all students at the MCCSC have access to technology, little iPads, whatever you want to call them. I'm not good on technology. And
no,
even the older
on,
kids
on.
Have stuff they can carry home with them. How is that working for the school system?
Yeah, I think that it's working really well. It's now, I'm trying to think, do the math. We're in year three of our device take home at the secondary level, so middle school and high school. Those students are issued a device when they enroll into the school at the beginning of the year. That device follows them throughout the year. What we've seen with that, one, as so many of our curriculum resources have shifted to digital textbooks or
right.
integration with our learning management system in Canvas. I know if you go to higher ed, if you drop by IU, there's not a student who doesn't have a device in front of them, because nearly all of their curriculum resource is online, is digital. And what we've been able to do by giving that to our students all the way from kindergarten up through high school, they start to learn and start to, you know, interact with their curriculum resources in the same way they're going to the rest of their lives, at least for the foreseeable future. Who knows what the next 5-10 years will hold. But I think it's really great, because we're not teaching the technology. We're using the technology as the medium to teach the curriculum. And I know back when I taught at IU 10, 12 years ago, we actually taught PowerPoint, how to do PowerPoint. And now my own children in kindergarten are creating PowerPoints, and they're not having to learn how to make one. They're just using that as their content delivery method and still doing the same sort of project they would have done, you know, years ago.
Let me ask you a question, because the technology thing is becoming a little bit controversial about kids are spending too much time, et cetera, et cetera. Where do you come down on this? You're the technology guy. How do you see it?
Where I come down is that I think it's our responsibility as a school district. I know it's our responsibility to prepare kids for what is next. So if that's kindergarten, we need to prepare them for first grade. If that's 12th grade, we need to prepare them for higher ed or a career. And when you look at the world around us, no matter what you're doing, if you're a CNC machine operator, if you're a manager at a fast food restaurant, if you are a student at Indiana University or Ivy Tech, everything you do interacts with technology in some way, shape, or form, and you have a leg up if that's not a burden for you. So where I land on it is that we're giving kids a leg up, whether they have access at home or not, they have access at school. And that's really critical for us to be able to provide those skills in an integrated way.
Yeah, you can't, you're going to use it the rest of your life, whether it's on your phone, whether it's, like you mentioned, in any of those jobs. So you might as well use it to your advantage, and the more familiar with it. I liked your point about, again, you're not teaching them perhaps how it works. You're using it to bring in resources. Maybe like instead of hard copy books, you have e-learning, and
right.
You can do this in the summer and on the weekends and all this other stuff. What's the downside to it? Is there a downside to it?
I don't see one. I think it's really exciting. I know this summer we hosted our annual e-learning summit back in July out of Bloomington North, and we had an IU faculty member present, a graduate student actually from IU, presented on app smashing. And it was this concept that, you know, we're not saying go out and use these specific tools. It's saying here's the project. Create a video about, you know, the life cycle of a tortoise. And go out, and kids can actually pick up whatever app they want and smash them all together and create a really exciting project where they're doing graphic design in one, and they're dropping that into iMovie, and then they're presenting the iMovie through Google SlideShare. And I think that concept and idea is really what we've seen, and we've seen kids who are resourceful. We've seen faculty who are resourceful, who can look around and research and find new strategies and ways to do things. So I get really excited about it.
Tim, you left me in the dust because Pong is my
Pong. That's where you, that's right. Where you start there.
Hey, you have a big event coming up because it used to be called Leeds, and the superintendent has now changed the name.
Used to be called what?
Leeds.
Okay.
And now it's Mini University, and you've got a big one coming up on September 28th. Two things. One, is it possible for parents that want to find out about how schools work, which is what Mini University in Leeds does, to still get in that? And what's happening on the 28th of September?
Sure. Quick background. The Leeds program for the past several years was a multi-session university-style program. And it was modeled to get community members in to see the inner workings and the backside, the behind the scenes of the school corporation. This year, we've decided to launch these individual mini universities. So it's a couple-hour session on September 28th. Our first one that we're kicking off will take place at the CoLab on Miller Drive, and it's focused on technology integration and curriculum. As far as registration, I did notice it looks like the form is offline right now, but there is a contact on there for Andrew Clampett. But anybody who's interested can just go to our website, mccsc.edu, and right smack in the middle is Mini University. If you're on a mobile phone, just click on the calendar and you can see some details about it and contact Mr. Clampett if that form is unavailable and you are interested in attending.
Mini Tim. University, all right. And
Tim.
That's open to anybody, correct?
Yeah, anybody is welcome to apply and enroll for it. And again, kind of like that Leeds program showing, you know, what is technology integration and curriculum in the classroom? There's so much that goes on that people never see and people never have an opportunity to see. So it's really a chance for us to be able to share what we're doing and for community members to be able to hear about some of the great things we're doing in the school corporation.
Tim, before we let you go, what technology can the parents partake of that'll help them monitor what their kids are doing?
Yeah, I think that continues to grow those opportunities. So we are in year 3 now of Canvas as our adopted learning management system. anybody familiar with Ivy Tech knows that Ivy Tech just migrated from Blackboard to Canvas. IU is using Canvas. So we're really excited to have that level of integration locally. But Canvas is a great parent communication tool. There's an app. As a parent, you enroll as a parent observer, and you can see all of the assignments that your student is participating in. You can see grades. You can contact the teacher. At some of the elementary classrooms where Canvas hasn't been as applicable for every sort of assignment that they're doing, teachers are using other ways to communicate with parents, whether that's Seesaw or Class Dojo or email listservs. So I'd say to any parent who's wanting to get more connected with the classroom, just reach out to your classroom teacher and ask them what the best way is to keep up with what's going on in the class.
And the more you stay involved, the more they stay involved, and everybody stays involved. So you've got plenty of...
It's a nice cycle. Yeah.
It is.
It feeds itself.
And why wouldn't you want to be involved? Heck, it's your kid. Come on, folks. Come on. That's pretty easy for most of us, though. Hey, great job as always. We appreciate it. Enjoy your short week this week. We'll hear more from you as the semester rolls on. And good luck with Mini University coming up there the final week in September.
Well, thanks so much. Good to talk to you.